Today we continue in the 8th parak of Maseches Brachos, and we're going to learn Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So as we've been discussing, we're talking about the Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel when it comes to Seuda, the Machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to Seuda. So Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about what happens if you do Netilas Adayim, which you have to do because your hands are Shein Yilutuma, so the Chacham were Mesakein a din of Netilas Adayim, and then you dry your hands on a towel, so the towel is wet, but you want to continue to use that towel during the meal. You want to use it as a napkin to wipe off whatever grease gets on your hand or on your mouth, and let's say something were to touch that napkin while the napkin were still wet, and let's say the thing that touches that napkin is a sheni l'tuma. Remember, we learned the rule yesterday that a liquid can go up the ladder, that a sheni l'tuma touches a liquid, the liquid's going to become a rishon l'tuma. So then that's going to cause you trouble, right? If you have a wet towel that comes in contact with a sheni l'tuma, that wet towel is now going to become a rishon l'tuma, and it's going to be metame everything it touches. So beishamei amr mekaneach yadav b'mapa, when you wipe your hands on the towel, umanicha al shulchan, just put it on the table. Ubeisilu omrim ala keses, and Beisilu says no, not on the table. You put it on a cushion. So the Bartanur explains, what are they arguing about? So Bartanur explains that once you wipe your hands from the mayim rishonim, you put it on the shulchan, and you could use that as your napkin throughout the meal, but don't put it on the cushion that you're sitting on, because we're afraid the cushion might be a rishon l'tumah, and the moisture on the towel is going to now become tameh because of the keset, because of that cushion that you have, and the moisture on the towel is going to become a rishon l'tumah, and now every time you go back to touch that towel, it's going to be metameh your hands when you're constantly using it during the meal. But by a shulchan, I'm not worried that the shulchan is going to be tameh, because it's usher to use a shulchan that's tameh. Even if a shulchan is a sheni l'tumah, you're not allowed to use a shulchan that's a sheni l'tumah. That's what the Beis Shammai holds. So the Beis Shammai holds best place to put your wet towel is on the table, because your table is for sure tahar. If it were tameh, you wouldn't be using it, because Beis Shammai again holds that there's an iser to use a shulchan that's a sheni l'tumah. The Tos Yom Tov explains that's a gemara, that the gemara says that Beis Shammai holds that it's a gezeira misham ochli truma, that it's a gezeira that ochli truma might be at the table, so you're not allowed to use a table that's a sheni l'tumah. But Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to use a table that's a sheni l'tumah, and therefore the worst place to put your wet towel is on the table, because it's going to be metame the wet towel. If you put it on the cushion, you don't have to worry, because what's the worst that's going to happen if you put it on the cushion? Your hands will become tame. Hands becoming tame is only a din midrabanan anyway. It's a netilas yadayim is only for a chulin. There is no din of netilas yadayim even for chulin min haTorah, so it's not going to be metame any other food that will become a kind of tumah that I have to worry about on any sort of daraisa level. So Beis Hillel says the best place to put it is on the cushion, because then the worst that's going to happen is instead of being metame food, which is, even though in this case it wouldn't be an actual din daraisa, but the concept of food becoming tame is at least a din daraisa, whereas you put it on the keset, the biggest risk is that it's going to be metame your hands, and the concept of hands becoming tamei is only a concept midrabanan to begin with. Mishnah Dalet, Beishami Om Mechabdin Es Habayis V'achar Kach Noten Liyadayim. The Beishami says you first sweep the room, you clear the area where you ate the meal, and then you wash your hands. Because if you'd wash your hands first, water might spill onto the pieces of food that are left over and would make them soggy, and that would violate an iser against you know, let it ruin edible pieces of food. So Beishami says, clear away any crumbs, anything that can get wet, and then deal with the water for Netilas Yadayim. Over here, Netilas Yadayim means Mayim Achron, meaning we're not talking about washing at the beginning of the meal, we're talking about washing at the end of the meal. So clear away all the crumbs so you could do Mayim Achron without worrying about the Isser of ruining food. And Beis Hillel says, no, you wash your hands first, and then you're Mechabed the Sabayis. Then you sweep out the room, because the Isser of ruining food is only when the size of the food is a Kazayis, when there are just little crumbs. There's no iser of ruining such food that are only little tiny crumbs. If you look at the Bartanura, he says that in explaining Beishama, he says, Makom Shachlu Shamachabdim Losu Mishuri Ochim Shinisparu Alav, the place where you wait, you got to clear out all the crumbs, and then you do Nitzis Yadayim of Mayim Achronim, because sometimes the Shamish is Nama Aretz, and he's going to put Perurim that are the size of a Kazayas, and if you tell the person to do Mayim Achronim first, you may actually be Mafsid Ochlim that are a Kazayas. Whereas Beisil says, no, you're not, it's Asr to use a Shamish who's Nama Aretz. You're not allowed to use a waiter who's Nama Aretz. So the Shamish is a Tamil Chacham, and the Tamil Chacham would never put crumbs that are the size of a Kazayas on the table. So what the Beisham Beisil are really arguing about, they both agree in Halacha, right? They both agree that if there are crumbs that are larger than a Kazayas, you better not do Mayim Achronim at that time when the crumbs are still there, because it might ruin the viable pieces of food. And if the crumbs are less than a Kazayas, they both would have no concern. What they're really arguing about is how likely is it that you have crumbs that are Kazayas? And what that boils down to is, do you have a Shamash who's Nama Aretz or a Shamash who's a Tamil Chacham? Beishamah says it's very likely that you have a Shamash Nama Aretz. You know why? Because you're allowed to have a Shamash Nama Aretz. Whereas Beisil says, no, you're not even allowed to have a Shamash Nama Aretz. So the chances are you do not have a Shamash Nama Aretz. So it comes out a little bit funny, because Beishamah is more makel over here. Beishamah says you're allowed to have a Shamash Nama Aretz, and Beisil says, no, you're not allowed to have a Shamash Nama Aretz. And therefore Beis Hillel is the machmir over here. You know, there is an entire parak in Maseches Eduyos about all the cases. We should get to Maseches Eduyos. It's not coming up anytime soon, but we'll get there. You know, slow and easy. Two Mishnayos a day. But there is a parak in Maseches Eduyos, which is a fascinating Masechta, by the way, but we'll see when we get there. There's a parak that goes through all of the Kulei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel. So L'chora, this belongs in that parak, because this is a kula of the Beis Shammai and the chumra of the Beis Hillel. So the Tosfos Yom Tov is bothered. Why isn't this in Maseches Eduyos? So he says, "V'lo nishnis be'eduyos kavi mikul Beis Shammai v'chumra Beis Hillel d'chi itchel be'Beis Hamedrash l'nitilas yadayim itchel v'lo in Shamash Shama Aretz." Because the point of view that we're coming from to ask this question over here was not about whether you're allowed to use a Shamash Shama Aretz. The point of view that we're asking this question from is about Netilas Yadayim, is when you should wash Mayim Achronim, before or after. So from that point of view, it's not really a Kula de Beis Shammai or Chumra de Beis Hillel. It's an outgrowth of something that is already from a Kula de Beis Shammai and a Chumra of the Beis Hillel. Now it happens to be, we said that there's no Isser of being Ma'abed Perurim that are less than a Kazayis, right? The Bartanura points out over here that Perurim Shem Rem Kazayis Im Kach Klum. The Perurim Shem Rem Kazayis Mutula Abdun Biyad, you're allowed to destroy such crumbs directly. And Bartanura says, Valach Beisham Besesh, Mutul Sham 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 Arts. By the way, you are allowed to use a Sham Sham Arts. We possibly have a Beisham, one of those unusual cases. But the Tosfos Yom Tov writes, that which the Bartanura says that it's mutter to be ma'abid, small crumbs. He says, oh, I'm sorry, there are two points that the Rav is making. Let me say this clearly. There are two points that the Bartanur is making. One point that the Bartanur is making is that the entire Isser to ruin crumbs is only when the crumbs are bigger than a Kazayis. Smaller than a Kazayis, there is no Isser to ruin crumbs. On that point, the Melech HaShlomo on the bottom of the Mishnayis writes, yeah, but mikol makom kasha la'anius. That in Perikol Abasa, the Gemara tells us that even though it's mutter to ruin crumbs that are less than a kazayis, it's ill-advised. It's not a good idea. It's bad for anius. It's bad for poverty. It could lead a person to a sense of poverty. Okay, so that's when it comes to crumbs that are less than a kazayis. The other point the Bartanura makes is that we paskin like the Beis Shammai over here, that you're allowed to use a shamish ama aretz. On that, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, the reason we paskin like the Beis Shammai over here is because his shita is much more mistaver, because it's asul ishtamish b'tamil chacham. You can use a tamil chacham as like a servant, a tamil chacham to be the one to serve you. That's not respectable thing to do to a tamil chacham. So because it's mistaver, not shalol ishtamish b'tamil chacham, that's why we paskin like the Beis Shammai. So to quickly review, we learned two mishnayos, mishnayos gimel and dalid. Mishnah gimel taught us that there's machloks b'sham b'sil, what to do with your wet towel after you dried your hands from the Netilas Yadayim, where Beis Shammai says better to put it on the table so that the cushion isn't metamei it. Your table's not going to be tamei anyway. And Beis Hillel says no, better to put it on the cushion. Your table is very likely to be tamei. tameh and will cause you problems. And Mishnah Dalit was whether you need to clear off all the crumbs before you wash mayim achronim, where Beis Shammai says, yes, you need to do that because your shamash hama'aretz will probably leave kezayah-sized crumbs that will get ruined from the mayim achronim. And Beis Hillel says, no need to clear off all the crumbs because your shamash tamal chacham would only leave tiny crumbs where there's no isser of ruining it anyway, so you don't have to be concerned that you might ruin it. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey.